From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, Mark, and welcome into our weekend edition of Life Change Bible Study Monday through Friday. Then on Saturday, we bring in individuals who have a story to tell, maybe a book that they've written, a testimony to give, and it's always a wonderful time of enjoying these. We've had several letters just recently, just specifically talking about the whole idea of our weekend editions and the blessings that they've been. And today and next week, I'm really delighted and honored to have on with me a very dear friend of my wife's and I. There were many people in the two churches I pastored through my life that became very dear to us and very important to us. And Kathy Omer and her dear sister, who they are twins. If you look at both of them, it's hard to tell the difference. I can, because I've known them so long. But we're so glad to have Kathy on with us today. She is a veteran missionary, but today and next week she's going to be on. And next week is going to be a very important program. I hope you tell people about it. We're going to be talking much about human trafficking in Thailand, Laos, and the Philippines. So that'll be next week's program. But today we want you to get to know my good friend, Kathy Omer. Kathy, welcome to the program. Great to have you on today.
Thank you, Pastor Padrone. I am so thrilled.
Now, you're a veteran missionary with Compassion Hope Foundation. You have a vision and a desire. Tell us what it is you do, Kathy.
Oh, okay. I'd love to, Pastor. Compassion Hope Foundation is a church planting foundation, and the goals are it not only plants churches in Thailand, Laos, and the Philippines, but we train national leaders. We care for orphans and widows. We care for persecuted believers. And in a future broadcast, we will be sharing stories of the persecuted believers of the country of Laos. We rescue children from human trafficking. And for me, I am a veteran missionary with Compassionate Hope. And since I have lived in Thailand since I was 20, I read, write, and speak the language. So I train nationals, I train orphans, I lead them to Christ, I disciple them, I discipline them. Since I am an educator, I also teach them English and teach them sometimes their own language. So there's a lot of teaching and training involved that I do. And one of my ministries is to share the gospel like the Apostle Paul did. Of course, I'm not the Apostle Paul, but I love to use his example and to share the gospel wherever I go. And also Barnabas, who is an exhorter, I believe that it is my privilege to exhort the believers there. And then as a Timothy, to mentor younger nationals who want to be used of God mightily in Christian service. And then as Abigail, to have the wisdom from the Lord to resolve conflict. There's a lot of conflict resolution that I do. So that sums up pretty much how the Lord uses me in Thailand, and I am grateful and humble for that.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying what you're sharing there, Kathy. And knowing you like I do, I'm chuckling a little bit when you mention the Apostle Paul. Because quite frankly, you do remind me of the Apostle Paul, the kind of ministry that you have. Kathy used to teach at the Master's Academy in Fort Lauderdale. I pastored the New Testament Baptist Church. We had at one time three campuses there. And the Master's Academy was a dynamic school. And one of the things I knew about Kathy's classes is that they all just got the right teaching and education, but they all knew about Jesus, which I really appreciated it. Kathy, you and I have known each other, I guess it's 29, 30 years, and your mother was very special in your life. And tell us a little bit about her. She was such a godly, good woman. I always look forward to seeing her in church. And she always had so many wonderful words of encouragement, not just to say to me, but to many people. Tell us a little bit about that relationship.
Well, thank you, Pastor. Pastor, I am the result of a godly heritage of loving, praying parents. I am a missionary because of my parents, because as a young child, my mother actually raised me to be a missionary because she said when I was born, it was a big surprise because there's twins. And that was back in the day when they didn't have any ultrasound or any sonograms. And the doctor did not tell my mom she was having twins. So that was a surprise. Well, when I was born, the Holy Spirit spoke to my mom said, and said that the second child is going to be your missionary and the first will be by her side and help her. And that is what happened. I grew up in a home where, you know, my dad was a very strict father, and he would teach us, you know, we do two things here. We go to church and we give to the church. So even if I went and mowed the lawn and got a dollar, well, 10 cents of it belonged back to God at least. And my father would say, you know, the only way we're not going to church, and of course, you would never ask that question in my house, Dad, are we going to church today? That was a forbidden question. My father said, we're going to church unless your fever is 105 or there's blood running down the hallway because somebody's injured. So we would go to church and we would sit there and we would learn the word of God. And I loved that. So my mom knew that at being a very young child, I loved Jesus and I loved to sing. And she said, now, of course, she remembers this. I don't remember this at two, but she said she would, me and my twin sister, Karen, in a grocery cart, if, as she would push us around, I would grab the sleeves of people passing by and yell, Jesus loves you. And I don't remember that, of course, but she said that she knew when I was five, that is when I started talking about being a missionary. Here's what she did. She invited all the missionaries that came to our church to visit into our home. My mom said, just throw one more bean in the pot and the missionaries' kids, you guys are all going to sleep in one room and the missionaries have your room. And there was one rule. When the missionaries came, you sat in the living room at their feet and you listened to their stories intently. And long after 9 p.m., when all of us were supposed to be in bed, I was still there asking them about what they were doing. And at first, it was just like fascinating stories. I mean, Ernie Kilburn, the missionary to Japan, said that the more they loved you in Japan, the more fish eyes you got in your soup. And he said he had some 30 fish eyes swimming around in his soup, which meant that they really liked him. And then it became a day when it wasn't just the stories and the fascination of stories. Jesus gripped my heart to be a missionary.
I tell you what, Kathy, it's such, I've heard that testimony many times, but what a blessing, and what a blessing of a mother who prayed like that. And this was God's plan, and she didn't tell you girls until God told you girls, and that's a beautiful thing. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dina Padron chatting with you. Our guest is Kathy Omar with Compassion Hope Foundation, and she is on with us this week and next week. And many of you have sent in emails and letters. I want to just read a few of them right now. Thank you so much for writing in. This comes to us from Myanmar. I am very thankful to the financial support team. God is good to us through your giving, even in the crisis. I pray God may bless you. And we are very thankful for the pastors, 10 pastors that we support there in that country. And we are thankful for this pastor in Zozan Village. And this one is a pastor from Tung Twang Baptist Church in Chin State in Myanmar. The love of God never fails me. I am thankful to you, his servants, for your support and love. And those of you that give toward those pastors, and a number of you do on a regular basis, we are very thankful for your support, and we are privileged that you are part of this ministry. This is another letter I want to mention to you. I am very thankful for your wife, who is a fighter and a survivor of a 20-year cancer battle, and that's true. And I'm going to stop right here a moment, and Kathy, your dear sister Karen has been going through a cancer battle. Give us a little update on how she's doing.
Yes. Well, on top of the cancer, she got COVID and she is recovering from that. She probably has a few more days until she's got a complete recovery from COVID. But you know what? She uses that cancer as a platform of praise, and she witnesses to all the medical team, the oncologist, and the oncologist had this to say. He said, you are doing better than my second stage cancer patients, and you're in fourth stage. So he goes, what do you account to that? And she said one word, Jesus. So She said, Pastor, she said, Doctor, it is Jesus and it's people in seven countries praying for my healing. Mm-hmm. And so now she is, she had a complete hysterectomy. They took out the cancer tumors, and she's got still cancer cells, and she has an upcoming chemo next week, and then she will do chemo again next month. So we are praying for complete healing, Pastor. And we do know this. She, no matter what this cancer that she has is going to do, what the Lord is going to allow it to do, she's going to use it ultimately for the glory of Christ. And that's what it's all about. Using whatever tragedy, using whatever illness, whatever problem in our life, it all works together for good according to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose.
Yeah, that's a wonderful report on her. Right now, out there in the radio land, I want you to join me in a word of prayer for Karen. And there are many, many people. We have a prayer team. Our leader is actually in the state of Arizona that leads our prayer team. And we have many requests, and many of them are people with cancer. Let's have just a moment of prayer on the broadcast today. Father, I thank you for your goodness to us, for your grace. I thank you for Karen. I thank you for her life, her incredible testimony, her acumen as a businesswoman, and her wonderful husband, Tom. And I pray, Lord, your healing upon her life, even as Kathy has mentioned it. And for many others who are listening to the broadcast today, I pray, Lord, that are going through this struggle with cancer, touch their lives. And Lord, we pray for just a generation of healing with people. And Lord, I thank you for your grace and for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's talk just a little bit about being a missionary. Then we want to talk about a personal issue in your life, Kathy. But tell us just a little bit about what it's like for you to be a missionary.
Wow. It is a life dream come true. It is the greatest blessing in my life. It is following the purposes of why and how God made me. We know God made us to commune with him. We know God made us to give him the glory. And we know God made us to share the good news of the gospel, how that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, and he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. And actually, Pastor, that is what my entire life is about, is being a missionary. And I committed to being a missionary since I was 13 in front of 500 people. And I ran down that long aisle in an outdoor tent and gave my life to be a missionary. And at that altar, I looked over and saw my twin kneeling there. And I said, are you going to be a missionary? She goes, no, you're going to be the missionary. I'm going to help you. So that has been my entire life. Whatever I need when I'm in Thailand, serving the Lord there, my sister helps me with here in America. And it is all about sharing the gospel. And it is the Lord who brings the fruit. It is the Lord who brings the souls. He just wants me to be faithful with getting out the gospel and loving his people through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's a wonderful truth that you're giving to us there, Kathy, as well, how God does that. And in everybody's life, Kathy, there's some personal sorrow and struggles that we go through. And, you know, sometimes when people come to Christ, they have a wrong concept. We come to Christ because we're sinners in need of a Savior. Some people want to come to Christ to have a better life. Some people want to come to Christ to become better people. The issue is that we're lost and need a Savior. And if we don't understand that, then salvation isn't real in our life. And so when we become a Christian, when there's tragedy that comes to our life, it kind of draws us closer to the Lord. And Kathy, I know you have shared before, and it's a very touching story of personal sorrow in your own life. Would you share that a little bit with us today?
Sure. Thank you, Pastor. Yes, Pastor, I was a missionary in Thailand at a very young age, and we were sharing the gospel, planting churches. But, you know, Satan always knocks at the door of those faithful, of the pastors, of the missionaries, because, of course, if he can get a family unit, that's his goal. So the tragedy in my life is that my husband of 14 years had a set of difficult challenges, a setback, some things that happened. Somebody stole a tremendous amount of money away from the ministry. And through all of that, he left. And he left four children. He left me. And I told him through the Holy Spirit, I said, if you leave with my love and my prayers, and my love and my prayers will follow you all the days of my life. And I said that to him, and through the wisdom of the Lord. And afterwards, after he left, I gathered my children around me in the on the floor at my twin sister's house, and I said, children, your earthly father left you. Your heavenly father will never leave you nor forsake you. And I said, I claimed my father's favorite verse, Clinton Veach, my father. I claimed his verse, which is Joshua 24, 14, and 15. I remembered those words. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's what I told my children. I said, kids, it's just us. But we're going to serve the Lord, and I want you to love your father, forgive your father, and honor him because he is your father. And you know what, Pastor? Because of the way we honored him, and because of the way I did not seek revenge, I did not seek retaliate, although I did think about it a couple times, I have to be honest, but I was obedient to the Holy Spirit, and because of that obedience in time of great anguish, the Lord dumped out the blessings from the windows of heaven because of the way we handled that tragedy.
Yeah, that's really a great way to go after that, Kathy, and I appreciate you sharing that. It's got to be hard to talk about that. All of us have had tragedies in life and heartaches. And God often builds our lives from those situations. And so it's a precious story, and I admire you with the courage to be able to share it. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. So glad you're listening into our program. And today we're talking to Kathy Omar, who is with Compassion Hope Foundation. Very dear friend of our families and wonderful people of God, her and her family, the children and her sister and all of them. We thank the Lord for their lives and for their testimonies. For those of you that are listening in on Gospel Radio East Africa, we say hello to you, originating there in Uganda and covering East Africa. The English-speaking parts of the world are able to hear our broadcast, and we're so glad for that. And we trust that these programs were a special blessing to you. And also, I want to say hello to a number of people who are on the Montrose Broadcasting Network in New York and Pennsylvania, including WPEL, the flagship station there, WJSA in Jersey Shore, in New Berlin, Pennsylvania, the station there, Williamsport, Pennsylvania, WPGM, and other stations as well. We are so glad that you're listening to our program. And for those of you that listen to the online translation of our program, we're so glad to have you on today. And we're talking with Kathy Omar. Kathy, let's talk a little bit about what our listening audience can do in praying for you and what God is doing in your heart and in your life. What are some specific things? You're home in America specifically to spend time with your dear sister who's going through this cancer battle. You're doing a lot of traveling. You're speaking. How can we pray for you?
Thank you, Pastor. I actually just wrote an acronym spelled out STOP, S-T-O-P, stop to pray. So the S stands for spiritual growth. Please pray for my spiritual growth as the teacher, Bible teacher and trainer and mentor. I mentor 32 leaders in Thailand, Laos, and the Philippines to do what I do. So that's 32 young people in their 20s and 30s. So it's spiritual growth for the children, for myself, and for the leaders. That's the S. The T is stands for teaching. Pray for wisdom as I teach the Bible, as I teach how to resolve conflict. When you're working with orphans, there's a lot of conflict resolution. So we need wisdom because there's always discipline daily. So pray for the teaching. O stands for obedience. Pray that I myself am obedient to the Holy Spirit as he guides me. Being obedient to the Holy Spirit actually has saved my life twice before in the country of Laos. So pray for the obedience of the leaders. Pray for the obedience of the children. And last P, pray for provision. Provision financially and also protection. Protection of life for these precious children who have been human trafficked. Pray for them. If you want to know more, you can go to www.compassionatehope.org. You can look under support our staff or about our staff and find my name, Kathy Ulmer. And that will share a little bit about me and share a little bit about the founder, Dr. Al Hinson, and Susan Hinson, who also wrote a book, Breaking Invisible Chains. Thank you, Pastor Padron.
Yeah, let's get that address again and tell us a little bit more about that book, if you would, Kathy.
Okay, www.compassionatehope.org. If you go there, you'll see Dr. Al Hinson and Susan Hinson, and then you'll see 66 homes around Thailand, Laos, and the Philippines. We have orphans and children rescued in 66 homes. Those homes are centered around their own local church right there on the grounds, most of them. And you can go right there. My name is Kathy Ulmer. As a staff member, you can drop down and see what I do, and as well as all the other CHF members. And Dr. Al Hinson wrote the book, Breaking Invisible Chains. It is a wonderful book. You can get it on Amazon. And I have it right here on my desk. And it shares the stories of persecution, the individual stories of children that have been human trafficked and saved. And of course, some of their original names are not used, but their stories are there for you to read. I would encourage you to get that book.
Yeah, that's a wonderful book, Kathy. Thank you so much. You've been listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dina Padron chatting with you, and we've been on here with Kathy Ulmer, and I'm glad to have her on. I want you to know that join us next week because I'll have Kathy on a second time. I really appreciate her. I appreciate her ministry. I appreciate her vision. I often, sometimes when I have a funeral, will say, this person was the real deal. Kathy is the real deal. She has a great heart for God, a great love for the Lord. Next week, Kathy, I want you to just give us a moment here to say just something about what we're going to be talking about next week, because I think this is a perspective that people need to have on the Christian faith and what we do around the world. We have just a few moments to talk about it, but we're going to do it next week. Tell us just a little bit about what next week's broadcast will be about.
Next week, it's going to be about the human trafficking in Thailand, Laos, and the Philippines. Now, there's human trafficking in most every single country, but it's particular there to Southeast Asia because of the socioeconomics. There's poverty. There's migrants. There's hundreds of thousands of migrants. There's people who are coerced, who are kidnapped, who are thinking they're coming to get a job, but have been deceived and tricked, and they end up in human trafficking. And then you have the fact of the country of Laos, where if to become a believer is about to sign your death warrant. Next week, we will have stories of martyrs, people who have come to Christ in Laos and who felt that the cause of Christ was enough to die for, and they did die for their faith. Join us when we have that broadcast.
Yeah, it's going to be a wonderful time next week. So wherever time this is on in your community, make sure you get the reminder out and remember to tell people to listen in, because this is quite a story. The whole idea of human trafficking and what takes place in young people's lives is kind of a tragedy that's just not in America. It's certainly here, but it's all over the world. I'll never forget, I was preaching not too long ago in a conference in upstate New York, a large conference, and a young lady wanted to talk to me, but she wouldn't say anything. She just sat there, and finally she opened up and told me that she had been in New York City, told me the human trafficking story, and she felt that God would never forgive her for what she went through, and yet the gospel changed her that night, and it was because of a praying grandmother, a grandmother that had been spending time just praying and praying for her. So there are stories like this. You may think your tragedy, dear friend, is the worst, but there are stories all over the world about what things are happening in people's lives. And I want you to know the power of the gospel is truly the power of the gospel. You think about the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God the Son, coming to this world. Herbert Lockyer put it so well, the English cleric, when he said the Son of God became the Son of Man, that sons of men might become the sons of God. So there's real life change there. So thank you for listening to our weekend edition. And the weekend edition is about life change, and my, we all need life change.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry. which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.